What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, lady.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
And let's do it. The 15-minute morning show podcast. We've got lots to discuss today. I don't know where do we start. Well, I tell you what. We have Scotty B here.
Hi.
In the serial killers podcast booth, and there's Danielle and Gandhi.
Hello.
And there's Straight Nate, and I see Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
And Scary's somewhere here.
I'm right here.
Yep.
Oh, here.
Oh, there you are. Hey, Scary.
Hi.
All right. Okay, let's start with the wake.
Yeah.
Shall we?
Yes.
So a really good friend of ours, her mother passed away.
Mm-hmm.
A really wonderful friend, someone we love and we have loved for many years. And so there was a wake yesterday. Unfortunately, I could not make it, mm-hmm. but you guys all went. But I'm hearing all these stories, some wake stories.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting like wake etiquette shamed. So I have a lot of questions about it.
Okay, let's go.
Now, one, when you walk in, you just immediately, you're supposed to go to the family, give them your condolences, mm-hmm. and then move along, right?
Or approach the casket.
Say a prayer at the casket, but some people don't do that.
That's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't do that. But now that I know that you're supposed to, okay.
Yeah. I don't do caskets either. You're not alone.
Yeah, there is something about it makes me feel weird. But I don't just go in and say hey and then walk out. So a bunch of us were there yesterday, and we stayed for well over an hour, and we saw a lot of people that we kind of haven't seen in a long time. So the way the chairs are set up are in rows, and then there was one row against the side of the wall. So everybody sits down, but if you want to talk to each other, it's a weird way to sit. So I started moving some of the chairs so that we could see each other.
Mm-hmm.
And Scary freaked the fuck out. He was like, no, don't move the chair. This is crazy. You're not supposed to do that. Put the chair. He wouldn't sit down.
There are certain rules, I believe, in funeral home etiquette. And I just think that turning your back on the deceased is
nobody did that. Nobody did that.
Well, yeah, when you turn a chair the opposite direction, you're facing the wall, you're facing the back. You're not facing the actual main attraction, which is the body.
The main attraction.
Even when our backs were to the wall, we weren't facing the main attraction. We were facing the sides of people's faces.
Right.
So we just turned those chairs, so now we're facing
each
other.
Sideways.
Well, so, nobody turned their back on the casket.
So the person who's in the casket is the main attraction?
Well, you apparently. Go there. Okay, there's two.
It's like
two
the circus. It's like the circus.
No, it's not an attraction like that. It's they're not selling peanuts and popcorn.
Then what is? What are you saying?
What I'm saying is when you show up at a wake, a funeral, or whatever, you know, you basically are going for one of two reasons. Either you knew the person who passed, or you didn't know the person who passed, but you know the person who's living, the family, right? Mm-hmm. So it's either or both, which is in most cases, it's both. So that's why when you go in, you have to stand in an orderly line, and it's like a kind of a receiving line. And they, you know, you offer your condolences to the living, and then maybe if you want to, you can pass by the coffin and say a thing or two, or maybe not because that's not your thing. That's fine too. But the whole reason to be there is the acknowledgement of those two things,
right?
And so
which we did.
I feel like
we
at
did, all
time,
of us did all those things,
right? But then you file to the back to let other people through, which mm-hmm. is what we did. Mm-hmm. But and I do believe some light talking amongst yourselves is acceptable. I don't think it's acceptable to pull out your phone, for whatever reason.
Sure.
And I don't think you should turn the chairs and like make a semicircle of like as if you're in a coffee clutch with your friends. I just to me that's a little too casual.
I've never turned the chairs.
Well, that's what Gandhi was doing. She's rearranging furniture.
No, I turned my chair too.
Yes.
The problem was is there was not enough chairs where we were all sitting.
Yeah.
And no, you guys weren't sitting in the middle section. So we were like, well, if we want to sit together and like catch up and talk, because I feel like at a wake, you're celebrating the life of the person
yes.
that's mm-hmm. there. You're not there to like, yeah, you're going to be sad, of course, and the people who lost this person is
right.
sad. But you
and giving
also,
condolences, right?
But you want to be, you want to celebrate life and tell stories and share with each other. So I would rather it be a place of happiness and you know talking amongst yourself and celebration.
But how much happy is too happy?
Right. So here's my
well,
other dancing.
Then,
let me. May I address that?
Yeah.
So at both of my parents' wakes, we were doing shots.
Ooh.
We were singing songs.
Yeah.
People were telling jokes that were my dad's favorite jokes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, and all along, he was over there in the corner.
kind of, the main attraction.
So, you know, my father, we just acknowledged my father was the main attraction, but not in the form of a body in a coffin. And so, look, it's different for everyone, I'm sure.
That just kind of happened to a friend of mine that I went to high school with, unfortunately, passed away a week or so ago. And after the funeral, we all just got together at a bar and got drunk mm-hmm. and told great stories and showed pictures and were laughing. And that's pretty much how he would have wanted it to be. So,
right.
you know, we were honoring him by doing that.
Yeah.
But what's scary saying is there's protocol at the wake.
Man, when I touched that chair, you would have thought that I shot him in the leg.
I was just like,
he freaked out. He wouldn't sit down. Danielle did because she knew that yeah. it wasn't anything crazy. But this is my question. Now, Scary wouldn't sit, but he was talking to a bunch of people who had formed a complete circle and actually had turned their back on the casket. So how is it different to do it standing up versus sitting down?
I don't know. So when I've gone,
I didn't move a couch, Nate.
Huh?
I didn't move a couch.
No, I'm saying
chair.
Like when I think the chairs, having been to a lot of you know a lot of these when I was younger, the chairs are reserved for people that want to like pay their respects and maybe think of things. You know, they want to reflect on this person.
Yeah.
And then like when I would go, there would be like another room where you would go congregate.
Uh-huh.
Outside of the viewing room.
Okay.
So that's, you know, there would always be
the group fade to the back, right?
So there's like a party room.
Or all the way in the back.
A lot of people standing in the back.
There'd usually be like the circle of people in that other room. At least growing up in Erie, there's always that other room where there'd be the group of people. But that room was always kind of quiet for people reflecting on the person.
Well, couldn't we all just agree that there really are no set rules?
Other than
doing, you know, like, you know, cartwheels down the central aisle.
What I would like to say is I would love to just change everything with these, you know, because it's so staid and
drab.
Duddy and drab.
Gross.
And,
yeah.
You know, and I feel like it's because a lot of these funeral homes are inherited from their parents and they're just doing it the same way their parents have done for the last 75 years. Let's change it up. Let's celebrate this person. Shit.
Well, of course,
it's a club.
As long as it's okay with the family or the person
right.
there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a different thing for different people,
of course,
right?
Of course.
You know, let's take our really good friend whose mother passed away. Let's take her into account here. She's fun. She's great.
Yeah.
She understands the magic of people congregating and the energy that comes from that. So you know, I wasn't there, but I don't, Scary, I don't know if you should be like yelling at Gandhi.
I was just
awake.
Out, man.
No, I was more not yelling. It was more of a sense of like, oh my God, this is
you're breaking tradition.
Sacrilege. Yeah.
And it's only because that's what I've known and learned. But you're right,
exactly.
Sir. Everyone, it is different for everyone, and I shouldn't put it all in the box.
And,
like
and
that.
It was very loud in there too, because everybody was talking. So we were all talking, we're all laughing, and for a moment I stopped because I heard myself laugh, and I was like, oh God, I'm loud. But then I was like, wait a minute, everybody's loud in here because they're just talking and celebrating, and I think that's how the person that we're talking about would want it for her mom.
Sure.
All right. Absolutely.
My funeral, I want to be put into a pose, like sitting on a chair.
Oh my God. Tax weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah. With the arm like this, so you could sit down next to me and get that last
picture. Oh, like Ronald McDonald on the bench.
Yeah, I want to be in the Ronald McDonald
pose. Exactly.
You
want to
be in the Ronald McDonald pose?
Yes,
well, you know what? I'm glad you brought this up, because my next thought here for the podcast was, let's all just be very clear right here on the record what it is we want. So you want you to be posed on a bench, okay?
Like this. With a
now, do you think any question? Not that it matters, because it's your funeral. Do you think anyone else wants you posing on a bench?
It doesn't matter. That's what
I'm gonna pull up and take that picture.
It's damn right. You get that.
Gandhi,
last
what do you want? What do you
baby.
Want, Gandhi?
Oh, I want no viewing. Once I'm dead, just let it go. I want everyone to show up and have a party and tell ridiculous stories and enjoy yourself and celebrate what was. Yeah,
so maybe not a funeral home. Maybe some other venue.
Like a club. At the club.
Yeah.
Maybe the taco place.
Yes, at the taco
Gringos.
Place. Perfect.
What about you, Daniel? What do you want?
I go back and forth. So first I want to be, because I'm very traditional and I know how my family does it. So at first I'm like, you know what? I want to look fabulous when they lay me out. Mm-hmm. I want to look better than I've ever looked. I'm like, they want a fancy outfit, whatever. And I want everyone to come. And then part of me is like, cremate me and put my ashes at the Haunted Mansion in Walt Disney World.
There you go.
So I go back and forth.
You can do both.
But what about the gathering? What about the gathering?
The gathering? Oh, no. I want you guys to tell stories and reminisce about the good times and how much fun we had. And have a. I don't want somber. Do
can
not
I put
be
potatoes
somber.
In your socks?
You don't want potatoes. Put potatoes in my socks.
Really suck out
want.
The toxins.
What about you, Scary? You want the chairs against the wall? No one
no.
can. As a matter of fact, you should have it in a theater where the everything's bolted down.
Actually, I kind of want...
In your coffin on the stage. With a 50-yard line. 50-yard line at a football stadium.
I am with Nate on the whole switching it up thing, because I've said it for years. I'm like, why is this... Every funeral home looks like it's stuck in 1952.
Yep.
So, in my mind... I like it in a nightclub. I want a red carpet. Everyone walks
in the
can
clear
you
room.
Imagine?
I want to be on a catwalk. I want a disco ball. And I want music.
Can there be like, a doorman? Sorry, you can't see.
He's still going to get an appearance fee for that, too.
And
of
you know
course.
What he wants? He wants those red ropes around him. Because you know he loves those red ropes.
Stanchions.
Stanchions around it, yes.
What about you, Garrett? What do you want?
I
want
to do like I do at normal parties. I want to Irish exit out of my own funeral. So like, right. So you show up and you're like, have you seen Garrett? Oh, yeah, I saw him a few minutes ago. But I'm gone. And then you end up partying.
Like that.
And
what about you?
Scotty B.
I want mine to be like a bar mitzvah. Like, I want to be
can
up on a stand.
Can we raise your body on the chair?
You know what? That's interesting. If they put posts on and people can lift the coffin.
We will lift it.
Like the chair.
Oh, my God.
As long as you don't fall off.
You got it flying out, then you can take a
victory. No, the Jews keep it closed, so I won't fly out. But I think that'd be great if they lifted me up like I was in a chair. It's amazing.
Terrible.
I don't want anything somber. Everything it should be fun.
Yeah.
Like,
it should be
you know,
fun. Absolutely.
It is so uncomfortable going to a funeral because you don't know how to act.
Yeah. Right. Well, I was saying that to Gandhi last night because I went up to our friend's brother who I'd never met before, and I'm sure I said one or two things that were not appropriate. And then at the end, I apologized to her and I go, could you just tell your brother that?
No, it was not how to act.
Like, he's fine. Because I get nervous. I don't know what to say. Yeah. I don't know what to do. You know, everybody's like, oh, it's so nice to see you. And then you think, yeah, but it's really not nice to see you in these circumstances.
I said that to Scary's brother.
Right. You just don't know what to say.
Like, I talk to Scary every day. We're very close. But at the funeral, I'm like, so sorry, man. And I don't know what else to say.
Right.
That's
okay.
That's all you have to say. That's the thing. If you're asking, if you're saying, I don't know how to act, then don't act. Just be there and say, hey, just thinking about you. I'm so glad I could be here to see you today. And that's it. Me?
Yes.
I want to be in a really beautiful ashtray. I want everyone, my favorite people to come by and just sneeze on me and spray me. Yeah. I don't know. No, it needs to be a party. It needs to be a celebration because, you know, we bring so much joy into each other's lives. Why do we have to stop after we croak? Hello?
Amen, sister. Amen. Brother.
I will be leaving some money behind to help fund a nice party.
Oh, that's good.
No,
so are any of that. You organ donors?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So here's my question: if
no
they
one wants
come
mine,
and take all of your stuff. Does that include your eyes and stuff?
Yeah,
they take your corneas.
They can.
So a lot of us then, if that's the case, if we are organ donors, then you probably couldn't even have an open
glasses.
Casket.
No, sunglasses.
It's your cornea. It's not like they plop your whole.
Oh, they don't take your bulb
out.
The whole,
no.
The eyes are shut anyway.
Yeah, your eyes are shut.
Oh, yeah, your eyes are shut.
You don't want those open.
Danielle, they do all sorts of tricks to make you look as good as possible.
I think Danielle's still alive.
Now that we're talking about it, if there ever is a viewing of my body, which I never want, I would like my eyes to be open.
Yes.
Yes.
So okay.
One last time to freak everybody out.
I just had a great idea. I want to be in the casket, but like when they're doing the prayers, I want there to be like a lever where I start to raise up out of the casket.
Hydraulics. Like,
yeah. Hey.
Wait, do you see that thing on I think it's Instagram or whatever, and it says, at my funeral, I want somebody to take my cell phone, text all my friends, hey, it's dark in here. Could somebody please get me out? Hey.
There you go.
Banging on the...
Fun from the grave. Oh, and that lever you're talking about on your body in your casket, Nate, I wish we had one today. Let's have it. All right, I think we've had a lot of fun with funerals. Are we all done?
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, let's get out of here. Bye.
Peace out. The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.